Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, we'll hear from Cooley Tech's Aaron Libner about the book he's co-authored with CEO Rodney Holum, Wisconsin's AI Leadership Blueprint for 2024, the AI Playbook, Real World Use Cases, and Workbook Training for Leaders, and tell you about the free seminar they've got on the topic this Friday at the Eau Claire Chamber Office in Eau Claire. Plus, also, Libner talks with us about the Fierce Freedom event coming up March 8th at the Lismore in Eau Claire. It's all ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WDOGL Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. In the book I referenced, Aaron Libner is described as a lifelong friend of CEO Rod Holum Jr. and Chief Acquisition Officer of Cooley Tech Incorporated, a leading provider of cybersecurity protection, IT support, and software development, specializing with healthcare and manufacturing clients in Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Iowa, headquartered out of La Crosse, and with a branch that Aaron oversees in Eau Claire. With over 20 years of sales and leadership experience, Aaron Libner has played an integral role in Cooley Tech's rapid continued growth and doubling of their IT business year after year since April of 2020 when he joined the company. Aaron's led as many as 1,500 employees over his professional career through sales training, consulting, and sales presentations and seminars. He regularly does presentations to business professionals and organizations on cybersecurity and the use of AI in business. And I began my conversation with him on Friday by referencing the topic of cybersecurity and kind of the fun way the company goes about promoting that they deal with it.
I actually drive around with a van with my face on it that says Cyber Criminal Butt Kicker, which, you know, might be a little edgy for some folk. And, you know, we're kind of like, make it along the lines of like a pastor in a church who's got a joke that's probably on the edge for the congregation of whether or not he's going to say, could go one way or another with it. So, you know, we kind of ride the edge with our slogan there, but we definitely stand behind it 100%. We're a managed service provider for IT cybersecurity services. And what that kind of just means is we can either come in full step in as their IT team for a company, or we can work with existing IT directors or teams in a co-managed situation.
Yeah. So you've got a book out you're the co-author of. Tell us about this.
Yeah. So Rod and I co-authored actually a best-selling book. When we released it out on Amazon there, it was a hot new release that made the bestsellers rankings. It's Wisconsin's AI Leadership Blueprint for 2024. It's a playbook for business leaders to utilize for real-world use cases. We have trainings that go on monthly, actually AI mastermind workshops that we have been doing since January now. And we have one coming up on the 23rd as well at the Eau Claire Chamber, which has no cost to attend. And leaders can kind of come and dabble, either whether they're fresh off the press of working with AI or if they have experience in AI, no matter whatever level of experience, they can come and take part.
Terrific. And again, that's going to be at the Chamber office and starting what time on the 23rd?
Yeah, it starts at 8 a.m. and we'll go until 10 a.m. And so we'll have some educational components in the beginning and some introductions, networking, that kind of thing. We'll get into kind of the meat and potatoes of AI, work through a couple scenarios, do maybe some exercises. And we encourage folks to bring their laptops if they're coming, and if possible, consider getting that paid-for membership in ChatGPT, because that will allow them to do some real world exercises, which we can work alongside them for things within their business to maybe even start implementing right out of the workshop.
As you suggest, Aaron, I mean, certainly all different sorts of levels of understanding and involvement with AI. But if I had to say one of the most important concepts that was new in 2023, it was kind of the year of AI, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, most definitely. I mean, if you look back at 2022, it was a little bit out there, but really not talked about too much. We've been working and dabbling in AI for many years now, beyond the buzz. And we kind of noticed this trend and this, where that it wasn't even a question of whether or not this is going to be a next thing, whether or not it's considered a revolution now or not. I'm not 100% on that, but I definitely think it's something that's here to stay. And whether you as a business professional or any other business professional chooses to use it is kind of on you, but your business is up the road or potentially a fellow competition will likely be using it.
Some people are concerned about it. Others are very excited about it. There's sort of a spectrum of mindsets about it, it seems.
Yeah. And one of the ways we like to kind of tackle that is that I think it's better to be knowledgeable about it and aware of what kind of capabilities are there. Because whether we like to admit it or not, you know, the good people and unfortunately the bad people are going to be utilized in this. So, you know, in cases of like phishing emails where people are trying to send you an email to get you to click a link or attachment, one of the key things in the past was to look for like broken English in the email or something that was a telltale sign. Well, now with this tool, it levels the playing field in the communication, and that isn't necessarily a telltale sign. So that's one thing from a security perspective, but from a, you know, just a business professional perspective, if you're somebody who just struggles with written communication, you want to, you know, polish up that email that's going to go to that CEO or CFO or COO, somebody in that C-suite area, you can put the context together of what you want, and you can utilize AI to help brush it up, make it look a little more presentable, help improve some of the punctual and grammatical components of it as well.
Yeah, I've experienced that already. I work for another business, One Source Imaging, and we've been trying to implement the use of AI. And in doing that, you can take sales content and kind of run it through that. It takes an extra moment, but it's amazing. And then you just kind of get some, it's like having a quality grammatical mentor, if you will, to kind of offer some different word usages, you know?
Yeah, 100%. Yesterday, Rod and I were over in Menominee at Bill's Distributing with the Menominee Area Chamber of Commerce, and we had just about 100 attendees in there, and we were going through and doing live exercises, putting RFPs together, showing how they could potentially use for creating a resume or cover letter, or even going as far as maybe you're looking as a business owner, you want to get into some of the governmental contracts that are out there. And some of those governmental contracts have some really specific terms and tags that you got to be aware of and complement. And you can utilize AI to help bridge some of those components for you. But with that said, no matter what you're doing in AI, you can't take it 100% as the truth and ready to go right off of the press. You need to go back through and verify it as a professional. Make sure it has the context of what you would want as an individual. And you do have to do a little fact check with it, because AI by itself has some hallucinations and biases. And it's important to go back through and review that and talk about that. And we talk about that pretty in depth into our book. So highly encourage those who haven't had a chance to get a book to show up to that workshop so they can get a copy of the book and read about that a little bit further.
So now, is the workshop free? I mean, is the book come with it, or what's the cost involved with this?
Yeah, no cost to the workshops. You just will go on and you basically sign up for the workshop. And for the listeners who maybe don't follow us on Facebook or maybe don't know how to or aren't involved with the chamber, they can go to Cooley.tech, so Coulee.tech. /AI-mastermind-workshop. And that will take you right to our website page. You can go in and register right there. And from there, we'll look forward to seeing you at the workshop. But yeah, no cost to attend the event. The book's given away complimentary for being an attendee. And yeah, definitely encourage people to attend.
I'll include that as a link in the podcast, and that'll make it, if people go to wib.com or wolgo.com, have access to the Chippewa Valley This Week podcast, and they can link through that as well. But again, the February 23rd, 8 to 10 at the Eau Claire Chamber offices in downtown Eau Claire. What are your, you know, in terms of the job front, that's where a lot of concerns. We've seen some talk of that. I don't know if it's officially happened at Sports Illustrated, but we've seen some use of AI being used at a leading sports magazines in general struggling in today's communication world. And so it's one thing to rely on them in a tool, but one of the concerns is AI replacing people's jobs.
Yeah, and we talk about that in the workshops and in our individual sessions that we do training on. And one thing for the listeners to be aware of, you know, if you have a business, an organization you belong to, and you want us to come in exclusively for those individuals, we're happy to do that on a one-to-one session, or even outside of our workshops. So definitely promote that or share that if that's an interest of somebody that's in the listening area. But, you know, talking about kind of that piece in general there, AI doesn't share emotion. It doesn't even know what the actual text itself is. It's just a data point that it's reviewing. It's noticing several consistencies in that data point across its database of information it pulls from, and it's giving you a result based off of the data points you're putting in. It doesn't have any emotions. So much like we all seek out that, you know, that relationship that we know, like, and can trust those individuals, you're never going to get that out of an AI. So the human component that we all put in for each of our professions is always going to be the key component that AI will never have. So we can utilize it as a tool, a resource to make us much more efficient, but the human component that makes us all personal to ourselves and to our companies and industries we belong to is what keeps us going and keeps us going in our professions that way.
Mm-hmm. Well said. Another topic, though, that I did want to discuss with you briefly is you're also in your free time, which I don't know, it's interesting because with business, you're kind of the man about town at chamber events, and you've been recognized by the chamber even for some of your participation, haven't you? And honored for some of your business work.
Yeah, most definitely. Thanks for acknowledging that and bringing that up. Yeah. And for 2022, I was given the award, a Volunteer of the Year award from the chamber among all the chamber members and investors. So that was a pretty surprising award to get, because there's so many people doing so many amazing things in our community. And there's work to be done in our community, whether it's dealing with unhoused individuals, dealing with people with mental or drug addictions of some sort, or even the human trafficking world. And I think that's kind of what we're alluding to is I'm the president for Fierce Freedom, which is an organization where we fight against human trafficking. And it's a passion of mine. I got into it through my involvement through Rotary, which is also a volunteered organization about, you know, providing service to others. And just truly been an eye-opening and rewarding experience to be in the helm of actually getting to educate other people who aren't aware of the human trafficking world and how prevalent it is even in our own community and in neighboring communities. And it's just a very important part of my life, and I'm dedicated to that team as well.
Yeah, and so the chair of the board of the event, Fierce Freedom, the anti-human trafficking organization, and I have joined Cap Morgan in a number of podcasts in this past year as well, and I'm with you in terms of the importance of the work. A great team there continuing on after with now Cap Morgan at the helm and Joyce Orth providing great assistance to her on the team there. But the Night of Freedom and Hope right around the corner this year at the Lismore on March the 8th, right?
Yeah, that's correct. March the 8th, it's fastly approaching. Definitely would love to see a full house. There's typically at least one or two victim survivors there telling their stories, which their stories alone are just transformative in anybody's lives who, especially as a Christian, they pull at your heartstrings and they honestly challenge your inner thoughts and just like how something like that could potentially happen even in our area. And there's just a lot of great content that comes out of it. There's recognition, and then there's also the discussions of what's next for the year and get to hear what Fierce Freedom's getting ready to launch or come out with here in the 2024 year.
And so, again, there's a VIP event, $50 from 5 to 6 o'clock, and the ticket sales open on the 22nd, and they close on March 1st for that. And then the main event, $40, that'll be from 7 to 8:30 at the Lismore, also on March the 8th.
Yeah, that's definitely correct. You hit it right on the head there. And, all those proceeds help continue on the causes and impacts that we make. We had just over, 8,600 impressions or people we had touched last year. We had actually 12 traffic victims that were identified through speaking engagements. Three of those were underage as well. So it's definitely a shocking thing to come across and find even in our community. And that's just last year that this happened. And the 8,600 impressions is a combination of the podcast, speaking engagements, YouTube listeners that we have. And we love to see that grow over and over every year. And it does keep continuing to grow. So we really appreciate all the supporters that are out there, listeners, and look forward to hopefully getting some more in.
Absolutely. And again, for people who want to learn more, go to fiercefreedom.org. That's all one word, fiercefreedom.org, and you get signed up. Click on events there. You'll learn about this event, which is going on, as you can lend your support to Fierce Freedom. This is one of the bigger fundraisers. I was at the conference as well in the fall, and that was an educational conference, but working with law enforcement and the university, different speakers from there. And again, this is a wide and vast issue and problem that, again, we've enjoyed partnering with Fierce Freedom many times here on WWIB and WDOGO in terms of promoting things, and appreciate your work there as well. So again, Fierce Freedom, but then earlier our conversation with you about AI, and again, one more time, that workshop 8 to 10 this coming Friday at the Eau Claire Chamber office, right?
Yep, Friday the 23rd, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m., and it'll be at the Eau Claire Chamber office, and anybody that's there, look forward to meeting with you and getting to teach you or expose you to maybe some new opportunities to utilize in your professional life and honestly even in your personal life. So especially in those organizations that many of us volunteer in, there's a lot of transformative resources that can really dramatically increase the impact that we're getting out of the organizations we're involved with.
Aaron Libner of Cooley Tech on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week on WWIB and WDOGO. Again, talking about the AI Mastermind Workshop this Friday, February 23rd from 8 to 10 at the Eau Claire Chamber of Commerce office. Again, in our podcast at wib.com on wolgo.com, we'll include where you can link to register for that, or you can learn more. Aaron Libner on Facebook as well. Meanwhile, also talking about the upcoming Fierce Freedom, Night of Freedom and Hope, March 8th at the Lismore, the VIP event, $50 from 5:30 to 6:30, and then the main event from 7 to 8:30, live music, hors d'oeuvres, dessert, as well as silent auction for this terrific event. Again, learn more at fiercefreedom.org. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for listening. Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio.